This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Yeah, we're about 54 minutes away from Joe Biden getting up to take a big steaming dump on half the country. Yes, I'll go to it live whenever it gets here. If you think I'm just going to let that guy take over the microphone, though, you got another thing coming. Oh, I'll be jumping in quite often to give my input on it. But yeah, I'll bring it to you live here. Don't forget tomorrow, greatest day of the week. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. Email your questions, whatever you want. Doesn't have to be political. Email them in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Take the whole show, 3 hours, answering your questions. Because I'm really a man of the people, Chris. What? I want you to think of me like a, not just a mentor, which I know you already do, and a hero. I want you to think of me like a benevolent dictator, really. Somebody who, what? Someone who has all power, but really wants to give back. That's who I am. That's why I answer questions on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Speaking of powerful, we're going to get to me wanting a boat here like 10 minutes from now. Don't shake your head, Chris. We're getting to it, but I do want to get to something serious first. I hate the people who've been forgotten and left behind during the COVID lockdowns. I hate the people who did that to them, and I hate that they're going to get away with all of it. Because here's what's crazy right now. Think about this, and maybe you're guilty of this. I'll tell you right now, I'm guilty of it sometimes, so I'm not pointing any fingers. But when you think about the current state of politics right now, who's the first person comes to mind? Probably Joe Biden, or maybe it's Donald Trump, right? It's you think about national things. Hey, what are your most important issues right now? And we're talking about things that matter a lot. We're talking about fentanyl and the border and abortion and all this trans insanity. And other, I'm not saying those things don't matter. But you know what's so crazy? And maybe this is your situation. But how many people out there have had their lives destroyed, upended, rerouted to a very dark place? How many different ways can I possibly say it? Because of COVID lockdowns that didn't save a single life. It didn't even do a little bit of good. And these politicians and these public health people and the media, they came through and they just destroyed your life. And now they've just moved right on. And now when we talk about politics, we've already moved right on. Like it's nothing. That family business you built, it's gone now. You had to close the doors, declare bankruptcy. Maybe your credit's in the toilet. You're sitting around trying to put the pieces together, trying to pay the bills. Nobody talks about you anymore. No one gives you a voice at all. That's why I've done shows. And you know what, Chris? I'm going to do another one soon where I've done shows entirely dedicated to people telling their stories about what happened to them during lockdowns. Last time we did one, it was so daggone heavy. It's taken me a long time to do another one. It was February 9th, in case you want to hear it. It was 3 hours of that. How do I remember it, Chris? You know why I remember that show? On top of all the other gut-wrenching things in that show, I will never forget until the day I die. I will never forget. I will never forget people. The guy who called in, his son is special needs, and he was older. I forget the exact age. I want to say 18, and maybe I'm right about that. And if you want, you can go listen to this podcast. It's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. February 9th, the father called in. Their son was pretty advanced special needs and had needed, to keep himself kind of squared away, had needed regular visits with, he needed help, right? He needed help like special needs people do. The parents need the help. Special needs people need the help. And They shut all that stuff down in the name of a virus that wasn't a danger to the father, the mother, or the special needs son. And now he regressed to the point where he physically attacked his mother every single day. And I will never forget it as long as I live. The guy broke down crying on the phone, speaking to a national audience. He broke down crying on the phone. That's not right. Nobody talks about them anymore. No one speaks up for them. Where are they now? How are they now? Are they okay? Imagine raising your special needs son, getting him the help he needs, you and your wife loving him, and imagine having to physically restrain your son from beating up your wife every day because COVID lockdowns stopped him from getting the therapy he needed. And everyone who did that, everyone, from Fauci to Birx to the CDC, FDA, Pfizer, the teachers' unions, I mean, you name it. They all got off scot-free. Most of them are richer now than they were. And that's not right. That is not just, and no one talks about those people anymore. They're just like the forgotten people of our society. And I'll never forget them. As horrible as a person as I am, I'll never forget them. And now we get headlines like this. We get this. This is from Axios. National test scores fall to the lowest level in decades. I'm not going to go over all the details. You can probably use your imagination. America's kids, who were already beginning to fall behind on the world stage pre-pandemic, they free fall during the pandemic, especially kids in the heavily locked down blue areas. Some of these blue areas still locked down in the country. Masks, go home. We have abused a nation of children. We have abused a nation of special needs people. We have abused a nation of children. Shoot, the old people who we should have been protecting during this whole thing, old people and fat people, because they were the ones who were most vulnerable, we abused them too. How many stories did you hear or pictures did you see about an old woman been married for 50 years, not allowed to visit her husband? I remember emails I got to the show about people, husbands sitting outside of the window of the nursing homes just so they can sit close to their wives as she sat inside because he wasn't allowed inside. And I'm sorry. I know we have a Biden speech and I have all these other things going on right now and I could go into them. I'm not just going to forget about that. I'm not going to forget about the people who were cheated out of funerals, cheated out of critical time left with their father, mother, wife, husband, son. They just got chucked to the side. How many people right now listening to me describe it are already choking up and crying? Don't they deserve to still be heard? Don't they deserve justice? And what I mean by justice is this. Do you remember ivermectin? Maybe you remember when Joe Rogan came out on his podcast and said, I got COVID, I took ivermectin, I got better. And the system launched an all-out assault from public health people to the FDA to the media. They launched an all-out assault against Joe Rogan and ivermectin, and they were banning it from being prescribed, and this is stupid, and Joe Rogan's a quack. Go look on the CDC websites right now. Go look on the website right now and look at the treatments for COVID. Chris, do yourself a little favor. They made a little edit on the treatments for COVID. Guess what's on there now? Ivermectin. Okay? So ivermectin did save lives. It is now officially something that people can use to treat COVID with. Okay, so how many people died because they were denied that prescription? I know for a fact because I've had doctors reach out to this show and tell me they tried to prescribe it to patients and they were not allowed, either by the pharmacy itself, the insurance companies. Okay, so if you're somebody at an insurance company, at a pharmacy, at wherever, and you denied the prescription of ivermectin to somebody who went on to die, when is your trial? When are you going to be put on trial for murder? Okay, maybe murder's too far. Manslaughter, because that's what you did, and you did it without evidence. I remember the Food and Drug Administration going on in the wake of that ivermectin thing and making fun of people for it. I bet you I can still pull it up right here. I just don't have time on my phone. I remember them calling ivermectin horse dewormer. And I remember everyone in the media repeating that, ha, 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 horse dewormer, ha, ha, ha. They now acknowledge what, oh, you have it, Chris? Please, go ahead.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug, promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus, had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19 and could, in fact, be harmful.
They called it horse paste. They took a life-saving drug and called it horse paste. Where's the justice? Where is it? And someone asked me, well, why don't Republicans have a message? That leads me right into my next topic. Why don't Republicans have a message? Let's get to an email real quick. Hey, Devil Dog. Every time I see the mutts shoot 10 to 15 rounds and only hit one person, I laugh and think if only they'd practice with a Mantis X. Says I can use his name. His name is John, and he said, Semper Fi, brother. Semper Fi, my man. Look, when I tell you to practice with your weapon, it's not that I'm naive. I know ammo is expensive. I know range time is expensive. I told you about when I took the wife to the range last week. You know we spent over $100 at the range? We spent over $100. Now, that's not every range. I'm not discouraging you, but, man, that's a lot of money. You know what it would have cost me to stay at home and practice with my Mantis X? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Buy Mantis X. Chris has one now. Mantis X, send him one. How sweet is it, Chris? I tell you, it's sick. Practice inside your home without firing a shot. The Green Berets practice with it. Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Don't hope you're ready. Make sure.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And oh gosh, I'm dreading it. Chris, I'm dreading the stupid Biden speech. It's going to be terrible. It's going to suck. We're going to go to it, but it's going to absolutely suck. All right. One more thing on the kids. Diversity Hire, Corinne Diversity Hire spoke about it today.
Be optimistic about. The National Assessment of Educational Progress has this new testing that shows that 9-year-olds lost ground in both math and reading in pretty dramatic ways as a result of the pandemic. What is the president going to do about it? What is the administration going to do about this severe learning loss? And does the administration shoulder any blame for not pushing schools to reopen sooner?
So let's step back to where we were not too long ago when this president walked into this administration, how mismanaged the pandemic, the response to the pandemic was, how 47% of schools were in less than 6 months, our schools went from 46% to open to nearly all of them being open to full time. That was the work of this president. And that was the work of Democrats, in spite of Republicans not voting for the American Rescue Plan, which $130 billion went to school to have the ventilation, to be able to have the tutoring and the teachers and being able to hire more.
Okay, yeah, you got it. Yeah, so they're blaming Trump. You know what? I actually will probably take a couple calls tonight, too. 877-377-4373. So they're blaming Trump. They're blaming Republicans for closing the schools. I get people all the time talking about, hey, Jesse, I don't like Republicans' message. Jesse, Republicans don't have a clear message. And they do not right now. They really do not. It's not a clear, unified message. It's a lot better than the communists, obviously, but it's not a clear message. Why? Why don't they have a clear message? Well, was she that wrong? You uncomfortable? I don't care. It's not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. Was she wrong about Republicans and COVID? You can sit there and scream at me all day long on the radio if you want. That's fine. The Democrats were worse. No question. Democrats were worse. Democrats suck. Democrats are full-blown communists and hate the country. There's no question about it. But if I'm... All right, let's do a little scenario here. If me and Chris are out driving and we come to a two-way, it's a T in the road. We can go right or we can go left. If we go left, there's a Red Lobster at the end of the road. We're going to go down and eat like kings. That's what I say. I say the Red Lobster's left. He says the Red Lobster's right. Now, the opposite direction of wherever we go is driving off a cliff. So we're either going to have Red Lobster, which is the best food restaurant on earth, or we're going to go drive off a cliff. Now, the communists said, let's go drive towards the cliff really fast. Republicans did not say, no, I want to go left to Red Lobster. Republicans said, all right, you're right. Let's drive towards the cliff. Hold on. Not quite so fast. No, we'll go towards the cliff. Obviously, we'll go towards the cliff, but just not quite as fast as you want to go. Well, if you do that, and then you have to run a presidential campaign or a campaign for the midterms in a couple years, what are you going to say? I agreed with them about going towards the cliff, but I was slower than they were. What are you going to say about spending right now if you're a Republican? Oh, don't get me wrong. I know Democrats are worse. Democrats are worse. Hey, Jesse, Democrats are worse. There's no question Democrats are worse. Do you have any idea how much spending was sent through this government from 2016 to 2020? Levels of spending that have never been seen before in the history of the United States of America. The spending was absurd before anyone even heard of coronavirus. Big spending bill after big spending bill sailing through Republican Congress, sailing through the Republican House, sailing through the Republican Senate, right to the president's desk where he signed it. So now, how are you going to run a campaign on spending? You can't, because you just did the same thing, if not worse. We don't create an alternative. Right now, the low-T GOP, it's not an alternative party. It's the same pathetic party driving towards that cliff a little bit slower than the communists do. Do you notice the communists have a platform? A very clear platform. You're MAGA, you're extreme, you're an enemy of the country. They're trying to take away women's rights. They're trying to kill immigrants. And yes, all that's lies, and it's all evil, and it's all terrible. If you don't create an alternative, you don't create anything for people to choose from. What is that old Reagan line? It was right. We don't need to be pale pastels, but bold colors. We're pale pastels. What do we actually stand for? You showed me what you stood for 4 years. So now, how are you going to create a platform off of that? Oh, I think it's terrible. Look at what Democrats did to schools. Really? Hang on. Let me check who was running things when 15 days to slow the spread happened, because I remember my kid being told to go home from school, and that seemed like, gosh, that didn't seem like it was after Joe Biden's election. Huh. That's funny. We have to be honest about things. We don't have a platform because we have a Republican Party who's scared. They're scared. They're scared of being called mean, racist. I remember, oh, don't get me wrong. I know, I see all these Republicans now. Every pundit on the right, on TV and the radio, I see all the elected Republicans. Oh, they're Mr. Freedom Fighter now when it comes to COVID stuff. We got to save these kids. It's a disgrace. What's happened to the kids out there? Really, I saw you all bragging about being vaccinated on television. I saw you all wearing masks in Congress all the time. I saw you obeying 6 feet away rules. You weren't some alternative to all the insane COVID stuff that happened in this country. You went right along with it. Oh, well, I ended it sooner. Oh, thanks for driving me towards the cliff 20 mile an hour slower. Gee, let me get you a gift bag. I really appreciate all your help. Until we start presenting ourselves as an actual alternative, instead of the go along, get along, big spending, lockdown, accept their narrative party, then we won't be able to create any kind of a platform. How hard would it be for you to form a platform? You could have one in 5 minutes if I asked you for one. Why don't the Republicans have one? Because they don't stand for squat. And so we can't present ourselves as bold because we're not. 877-377-4373. I'll get to him in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country, without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm fired up. Sorry tonight. I'm sorry about getting fired up. Sometimes these Republicans make my blood boil. Why don't Republicans have a message? They don't create an alternative party. They're not an alternative party. They accept the left. They accept the message of the communists every time. They play the communist game on the communist field with the communist referees enforcing the communist rules. And then they turn to us and they expect a congratulations because they only barely lost. Do you remember Uvalde? That horrible school shooting in Uvalde? And the communists did what they always did. They saw some dead kids. They got excited because they love dead kids because you can always campaign on dead kids. They ran to Uvalde. They stood on the backs of the still bleeding dead children and said, it's about guns. Now, an alternative party would say, up yours. We need more guns. This is a lie. This is a flat out lie. I want Americans to have machine guns. I want Americans to have Stinger missiles. That's what an alternative party would say. Instead, you know what the Republican Party said? Do you remember? Allow me to play it for you in case you forgot.
Senator Cornyn, who, as you know, I asked to be the point person on our side to see if we could come to an outcome after these horrible school shootings, and his teammates indicated, as you have reported, a coming together behind a framework which hopefully can be turned into legislation.
They couldn't meet fast enough to discuss taking away your gun rights. They couldn't possibly accept the left's narrative fast enough. And John Cornyn, that big, dumb, oaf, loser senator from the red state of Texas. He represents Texas. He couldn't give away your rights fast enough. They do it every time. That's why I don't have a platform. You've heard me complain it about 1,000 times when St. George Floyd died in Minneapolis. And all of a sudden, the narrative was that the cops were the enemy in the urban black community. That's insane. That's ridiculous. What did Republicans do? Did they say, no, that's not true. No, you're going to destroy these communities. No, murder is going to go up. No, we actually need more cops there. What do the Republicans do? Hey, where's Tim Scott? Timmy. Hey, you and your buddy Cory Booker. I'm not even making this up. He started working with Cory Booker immediately on federal police reform, and they bragged about it. They bragged about it. That's not an alternative party. That's the same group of lickspittle losers that they are. That's why we don't have a platform. The Republican Party platform should be Democrat. Okay, almost, but not quite. That's what it should be. I don't know why I'm fired up tonight. Maybe I've had too much caffeine today. We're going to churn through these. Ronnie in Nebraska, go.
Hey, Jesse, you're just talking about the Republicans. I'm in Northeast Nebraska, where we are. We hate communists, and we have some bad Republicans around. The Republicans, you can't really blame the old ones because it's in their genetics, just like a possum. When they're threatened, they roll over and play dead, okay? And now, I hope you have your people looking, because you said you're going to talk and about Biden while he's speaking live. I can't find it anywhere here in Northeast Nebraska in any.
Don't worry, it'll be here. It'll be here. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know why we have CNN on here in the studio. We're the only person in America watching CNN. I'm looking at an empty podium on CNN right now. That doesn't mean CNN's going to carry it. Chris, will you find out for the people who's going to carry it on television? Look, we're going to have it here. You don't have to turn it off. I'm going to have it here. When he comes out, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm staring at the empty podium. Whenever he comes out, we're going to carry it. I think there's a way you can watch it. You'll have a good chance to watch President Joe Biden in his eyes the size of saucers. That's because Joe Biden sundowns. Remember, people with dementia, it's called sundowning. That's why you never see him do events at night. He crashes and burns. That's why you hardly see him do events at all. So anytime you've seen him really at night, he doesn't look right, right? His eyes are just really bad. That's because they fill that guy with enough amphetamines to give an elephant a heart attack. Brody in Atlanta, go.
Hey, Jesse. So I've got beef with the whole term fossil fuel, and I think that the new right is conceding ground by calling it fossil fuel. It's the second most prevalent liquid on the planet. If you ban coal, people will freeze. If you ban gas and diesel, people will starve, period.
It's actually a really good point. I've heard this before, and I guarantee I've made this mistake, and I need to work on it. Why do we use the term fossil fuel? That's what they use to make it sound like it's some ancient, rare artifact. It's everywhere, especially now with the shale technology and things they can do. We have limitless supplies of oil, all while people are already starving to death. Johnny in Jersey, go.
Yes, Donald Trump needs to stop acting like a petulant child and admit when he's made a mistake. He's going to be torn to shreds by Ron DeSantis if they end up on the debate stage and Trump starts to start saying that he's done the opposite of what Fauci said, which is a complete lie and can be documented by video and other things that shown what his actions were during.
Maybe. You may be right. Now, look, you're right. You're right. Trump was terrible during COVID, and Ron DeSantis can bring receipts when it comes to that. But that's why I say, that's why I haven't picked somebody, and I will not pick somebody. That's why I want them to debate. Let's give Donald Trump the chance to be challenged on that and maybe own something or maybe say we would have done something different. Let's give him the chance. Hey, look, you're acting like Heavy D is going to automatically attack him on that. I would assume he would. What if Heavy D doesn't have it in him? Now, I think he does, right? You think he does? What if he doesn't have it in him? What if he gets up there on a debate stage? The easy shot is available for him to take? What if he freezes? What if he's too scared to take it? Maybe you're scoffing. Oh, he won't be. Maybe you're right. How do I know? I don't know until the two prize fighters get up there and get in the ring and start swinging. Until then, we're just guessing. You get in, Ron DeSantis. You get in, Donald Trump. You can each make a great case for why you should be up there again. Get in the ring, and beat each other to a bloody pulp, and go earn my vote. Both of you. Dick in Colorado. Go, Dick.
Dick's hello? Calling.
Go, Dick.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to work. Chad. Go, Chad.
Hey, Jesse. You're right about the thermostats, but also the up here in Vermont, the major power company has control of our house power meters. They put in smart meters, and they turn off our water heater from 4 o'clock at night till 9 o'clock at night to conserve power. And we didn't have any idea they did this. And then once they shut down our nuclear power plant down in Vernon due to increased shale production, so in our lower energy costs were going down too low, so they decided to shut the nuclear power down. And our Republican governor is doing absolutely nothing about our rising energy costs.
Of course, he's not. Don't think you're alone, Chad. Don't think that's unique to Vermont, by the way. My governor, I just complained about my Senator John Cornyn. My governor, Greg Abbott, my governor's terrible on energy. Oh, they all act like they'll all run campaign videos, oil, but then the next breath, these Republicans will run campaign oil videos about, hey, you know, we can reduce carbon. But the second you see a Republican talk about reducing carbon or carbon capture, you're dealing with the Republican who has already given the field of battle to the communist who's trying to destroy you. You know what's wrong with carbon? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I love it. I'm breathing it out right now. And this plant, well, you know what? We don't have any plants. That would have worked better if we had plants in the office. This is why we need some women in the studio, Chris. The plant, if we had one here, my imaginary plant, it's breathing it in. Carbon is fantastic. You're made of it. I'm made of it. The earth is made of it. And we still have Republicans across the country. Wow, we can reduce our carbon footprint. Oh, vomit. Vomit. 877-377-4373. Robert, New York, go, boss.
So anything Biden accuses the right of doing, he's doing it, or he's already done it.
They do this all the time. He's 100% right. They're doing it. I have a great example of that in just a second. Remember, 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
USA. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't care who you are. The Beach Boys put you in a good mood or you're not an American. What, Chris? I said it. That's a fact. One of the top five bands of all time. No, no, no. That's not outrageous. No. No, top five. You say top 10? I don't know. We're going to have to rank bands at some point in time, aren't we? All right, before we rank bands and before we go to Papa Poopy Pants to do the dementia speech he's going to do on us tonight, remember, for you new listeners, Fridays are Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays. All 3 hours of the show, they're really fun. I spend the whole 3 hours answering your questions. They do not have to be political questions. They can be history, men, women. Shoot, it could be personal. I don't care. It could be stupid. We allow Chris on the show. We allow stupid here. You're welcome to have stupid questions into the show. Back to what that guy was talking about real quick about how whatever Biden says they're actually doing, you got to love the chutzpah, Chris, of this. No, that was good.
And that's what democracy is all about. Like, we understand that, right? But people accept elections and we move forward as a nation, right? But there is a growing number of people who refuse to accept the results of free and fair elections. People who actually openly talking about subverting elections in the future. This is not a speech where he's going to tell people to vote for one party or the other. That's not what he's going to do.
Maybe you're sitting there saying right now, I remember when they denied Donald Trump's election. Don't you remember 4 years of Russian agent, Russian collusion, Russian this? Corinne Diversity Hire herself got busted. She apparently had a bunch of social media posts calling, quote, the election stolen, a stolen election, stolen this, stolen that. Remember something about this. And remember this very, very well. A couple things. One. Yes, they're going to accuse you of the things they're doing, but going forward, they're going to question every election they lose will be questioned. They will demand you acknowledge the legitimacy of every election they win. That's how it's going to work going forward. I personally have figured out the game, so I didn't know anything scummy happened during last election until I watched the media, it was tons of them, go out and say that was the most secure and safe election ever. That's when I knew there was cheating. I wasn't sure until then. That's when I knew for a fact there was cheating. I knew it 100%. However, setting all that aside, you are an American citizen. Now, we can lose sight of how blessed we are, but that means you are free. If you feel the desire to question an election, you question an election all you want. They can try to make you an enemy of the state till the cows come home. Here in America, you're allowed to stand up on the rooftops and say that election wasn't fair. That election was, you were cheating. That election was illegitimate. And you know what? If enough people think that, and already enough people think that, there's something like 70% of the Republican Party thinks that. You know what that creates? That creates a burden for them, not you. If enough people think an election was stolen, you open up the books and prove to me it wasn't. You're the government. You work for me. I don't work for you. And if you choose, instead of opening the books, to shout at me, put me down, send your government agents after me, declare me an enemy of the state. Well, all that does is convince me even more that you stole the election. When you tell me I can't question an election, you know what it tells me? It tells me you stole the last one and you plan on stealing the next one. Because if I'm accused of cheating at an election, it wouldn't be difficult if I didn't do it to simply say, nope, here it is. Look at all this stuff. You're welcome to tear it all apart. Go ahead. Instead, what are we told? Shut up. You're not allowed to say that. What are you, a traitor? Be quiet. They tried to come for Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell questioned the integrity of the election. You know what they did to Mike Lindell? They ran him out of all the big betting stores. And then recently, Walmart ran him out of there too. Because Mike Lindell wouldn't bend the knee. Mike Lindell embraced the fact that he has freedom of speech. I've been telling you about this great sale they have on slippers and sandals and moccasins. I told you I love the moccasins and these things. And they got a screaming deal right now. Don't even go buy them for the daggone footwear. Go buy them to tell Mike Lindell thank you Thank you for costing yourself a fortune because you believe in the country more than you believe in money. That's what I appreciate most about it. Yeah, I love the quality, you know. I love that. I appreciate the most that Mike Lindell stands up for it. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. They have a bunch of radio listener specials there. Just make sure you put in the promo code Jesse so you actually save some money. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Remember, we're going to get to Biden whenever he rolls out here live. Probably giving him some smelling salts in the back right now to wake up old Joe. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to go let you talk a little bit more on the phones. I need you to be really, really fast. All right. So I'm going to say your name. No, hi, how are you? No, thank you. No, love the show. No, nothing. Get to your point and get to it quickly. If you're too slow, you're getting the hook. I've had people call and complain. You're getting the hook too. I don't care. Chris Spokane, go.
Wanted to say I've been in the communist utopia of Washington for a while. I've avoided a vaccine mandate by the state for a year. And I think all of my coworkers and friends who were fired for standing up for their belief to not get that deadly thing should all be reimbursed with a wonderful Red Lobster gift card.
Daggone right they should. Yes, Chris, I love it. Gosh, Red Lobster is so good. Isaiah, Virginia, go.
So there's a caller that you took on your show a couple, I guess probably 10 minutes ago, that was criticizing Republicans and I think Nebraska for cuddling up and not doing much in terms of Democrats coming after them on top issues. The only problem with that is there's many Republicans in Congress that I can name right now, like Jim Jordan, Elise Stefanik, Kevin McCarthy, that will stand up and fight this thing to the end. Doug Collins did that in the impeachment inquiry, so I don't understand that.
I don't understand his question. Chris, did you understand his question? And I'm just stupid. I don't understand his question. He was saying maybe there's a few good Republicans. I guess maybe. Dang, we're confused, Chris. We're confused. You know what? That's on him. He's stupid, Chris. Actually, it was probably a good question. We're stupid. Ralph in Salt Lake. Go, boss.
Jesse, the symmetricalist of oracles. Rob, the truck driver, Salt Lake. Hey, first, I just got to get something off my chest before I get to my point. We got to stop comparing you to Denzel and start doing the opposite, okay? We need to start comparing Denzel to you. All right. So you are the Oracle, and time and again, you are vindicated. However, I don't know if it's fear that holds you back from telling the whole prediction, but when you make these predictions, you keep missing the actual time frame. The thing today with Colorado kind of proves my point, which I'm afraid gives a false sense of comfort to a lot of people that, you know, we have years before it all comes apart when, in fact, it's happening right now.
That's probably very fair. That's probably very fair. Oftentimes, I'll say 5 years, 10 years. Man, it's here. It's right here. They're doing it right now. Oh, well, look, you know what we're going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play fart sounds, and we're going to laugh. Now, Joe Biden, they have a camera on the empty podium. If he's live when we get back, you'll hear him live. If not, you'll hear the sultry sounds of my voice. What, Chris? Either way, I'm going to cut in. He's not taking over the show. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.